So I've come back down again to grab coffee, refuel, have biscuits, and now I'm standing in front of another stand, which has an ominous, like, RoboCop device in front of me. Next to that, however, though, is a guy called Philip. Philip, you're from the Institute of Fundraising.
Yep, that's right.
But there was a bit on the end of that we were just talking about. Academy?
Yeah, I head up the training academy. So we run qualifications in fundraising across the UK and also in Europe.
So what does a qualification in fundraising look like?
That's a good question.
I'm full of good questions. We'll keep going. In fact, this interview could be a good one.
I don't know. It depends how your listeners will view the feedback on this. But okay. You like it already. No, the Institute of Fundraising effectively runs three qualifications. And the intro certificate, the certificate, and also the diploma. And basically what we answer is, how does an organization diversify and increase the income streams to it? And how does a fundraiser become more effective in terms of doing their job? That's okay. What we answer on our qualification courses.
Okay, so how long would I need to be on one of your courses for?
Well, those run from 3 hours to 4 days. And so we're interested in professionalizing the whole sector, and we want to do that by many ways. So you can do that online, you can do that face-to-face learning, you can do that through distance learning, and it's my job to make sure that we use all those mediums to get the message out there.
Okay. And is it free for non-profits?
Is anything free?
Yes, this interview is free.
Oh, yes, it is. And so.
Oh, he's getting a spade out, hang on.
Yeah, yes.
It's everything has a cost, I agree.
But there's a massive return on investment. Is that a politician's answer?
That was way up there in terms of... I mean, you have the suit, and so that's fine. We can get away with that.
My Wall Street suit, by the way.
Is it really? I can believe that. Okay, so there's an academy. You can go there. You can do it online. You can do all the training. Yeah. I'm noticing that a lot of your literature, I understand, it's about you. So you're really focusing on that sort of social component of an employee in your business is an effective sort of tool for your fundraising.
Yeah.
So are you using a lot of social media at all?
We're starting to, and we're running courses on social media, and simply because people want to know how to raise money, reach out to donors, reach out to the client base or the target audiences, and they can't do that through the traditional means.
Right.
And I think it's fair to say that, you know, some of us are behind the times in that, and we think we know it just because we use our iPhones every day and our apps. But you know, let's get real. We need to raise our game and to actually deliver what people are doing at the moment. And if people can tweet and if people can text their donations through, then bring it on.
Yeah.
And we need to be teaching people how to do that and how to blog as well. Because you know, every print media or traditional advertising is just too expensive for most charities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what they can do is actually learn the dark arts of social media. And
the dark arts? I can't say that. The dark arts. Dark arts in what you mean, spamming?
No, I mean, just being, you know...
being aggressive.
Being aggressive, but also actually trumpeting what fantastic causes that they have, they represent. And the dark arts means, you know, the ability to what we call guerrilla marketing.
Okay.
To actually be able to actually say, look, we're good at this. How do we actually get that message to our target audience or to the people which we think can actually represent our charity?
So you're basically training people to be Harry Potter, not Voldemort.
Is the correct answer, yeah. We're go the hero.
Awesome. So where do people find you?
The best way is to click on the website, www.institute-of-fundraising.org.uk. Is there a shortcut? No.
Should be.
You'll get on
that when you get back to the office, right?
Well, yes, that's part two of my very long job description today.
Awesome. Thank you, Philip, for your time.
That's all right. Thank you, Phil.